Campaign 2012, like never before, big money is affecting politics. We are talking tens of millions of dollars. Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson has made history by spending $70 million on Republican candidates. He may spend as much as $100 million before it's all over.
Joining us to talk about it, Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. Hiya, Ken.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Thanks. We're talking about a lot of money here. And Politico refers to Adelson as the dominant pioneer of the super PAC era. Talk about it.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Sheldon Adelson has always been a player in politics and Republican politics, mostly. And this year, as a result of the Supreme Court decision in the 2010 case Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission and a subsequent decision that spawned the creation of super PACs and opened up new avenues for very wealthy people to give a whole lot of money into politics, he has kind of become the epitome of this new super PAC era, giving way more, almost three times as much as the previous record holder in terms of giving to outside groups in politics. That was George Soros, who in 2004 spent $24 million trying to defeat George Bush, elect John Kerry. We all know how that went. Unsuccessful. We'll see if Sheldon Adelson has better luck this time.
Is there evidence, though, his efforts are working? President Obama still leads in the polls.
That is a great point, Sean. And there are certainly mixed results when it comes to spending this much money in politics, and there is not a whole lot of evidence that money is necessarily determinative. In other words, it can help at the margins. It's certainly in the Republican presidential primaries extended Newt Gingrich's ability to run his campaign when Sheldon Adelson put about $15 million into a super PAC that was supporting his campaign. But, of course, he ultimately lost, and Mitt Romney won. Now Adelson is on Mitt Romney's side, and he's trying to make things harder on President Obama. But we'll have to wait until November 7th or late night November 6th to see.
$70 million is a lot more than the $24 that George Soros spent. So times have clearly changed. And while some people applaud it, you know, go for it, there are a lot of people who are very put off by that much money being inserted into the political process.
Yeah, and in fact, Hillary's polls show that a majority of Americans, when they're presented with the facts about how much very wealthy people can and are spending on politics, they don't like it, and they would prefer to see changes. However, it's not really at the fore of most folks' mind. It's not identified as a top issue that is money in politics, big money in politics. When you ask them what they're concerned about, they still say the economy. They still say jobs. And so it's unclear whether it is effective as a campaign issue, which is how President Obama has tried to use it. Certainly President Obama has tried and his allies have tried to raise that same kind of big money. They've had less luck doing so. And, in fact, in 2010 and up until very recently in 2012, they tried to use the big money flow against Republicans, saying that they are somehow beholden to these big money donors. Interestingly, when we talked to Sheldon Adelson, it seemed as if he was kind of encouraged, almost motivated by this type of criticism. He too says he's not a big fan of big money in politics, but as long as other people are doing it, he's going to participate.
All right, Ken, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.